Radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1.
I've tried everything that I could in my life in this world.
Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
You're with us. God bless you for fellowshipping with us on today. Not to hold you long, we know we do have a funeral service today at 2 o'clock, but the Word of God must go forth. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Commencing at verse 25. Luke chapter 2, commencing at verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. Same man was a just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Jesus, Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou servant depart in peace according to thy word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation. I want to talk on this thought, seeing Jesus makes it worth the wait. Say it with me, seeing Jesus makes it worth the wait. Amen. God bless you. Who here this morning likes to wait? Not many of us. But nevertheless, we find ourselves doing an awful lot of waiting. Frequently throughout the day and countless times throughout the week, we find ourselves waiting. We wait for traffic lights, some of us. We wait for trains to pass by. We wait for the bank line and the grocery line to move. We wait for the toast to pop up. We wait for the water to boil. We wait for the movie and the ball game to start. We wait for phone calls. We wait for people to show up. And for sometimes we can't wait till some people leave. Amen. We wait for buses to come. We wait for planes to land and cars lines to move. We wait our turn at the doctor's office, the dentist's office, the barber shop, the beauty shops. We wait for the weekend. We wait for vacation, and some of us can't wait till we get a day off. We spend a lot of time in life waiting. And none of us really like to wait, but sometimes waiting is not by choice. Because we are people of instant gratification. We want what we want, and we want it now. And so we get in a hurry when we decide not to wait. But today in this text, I want to take you into the life of a brother who doesn't get much popularity. Many consider Simeon an extra in a play. And if he wouldn't have a speaking role, he wouldn't even show up. Simeon is not well known like the shepherds. He's not well known like the wise men. No Christmas carols a song in his name. No child ever plays Simeon in the Christmas play. There are only 10 verses dedicated to Simeon, and it's only found in the Gospel of Luke. You would consider Simeon a minor story, and you would tend to look over Simeon, but I come by to tell you, don't do that. It would be a major mistake, because there is some nuggets packed in this text. We meet Simeon some 40 days after the birth of Jesus Christ. Why 40 days? How do you know, preacher, that it was 40 days? Well, you have to know the Levitical law and the Mosaic law. When a woman gave birth because of the spillage of blood, she was declared unclean. Her purification period was a 40-day period, and then she was allowed to re-enter back into society. Leviticus chapter 12, verses 1 through 4 says that she is ceremonially unclean for 7 days, and her purification period is 33 days, and 33 plus 7 equals 40. So she couldn't socialize or interact with people until 40 days. So after the birth of Jesus, now she's interacting. That is indicating to us that it has been 40 days. But when we meet Simeon in verse 25, Simeon has three things going for him. Number one, he's just. The Bible says he's just. That means he's fair and impartial. The Bible says he's a devout Jew, means he's reverenced God and all of his attention is toward the Lord. Then thirdly, the Holy Ghost was upon him. And so Simeon, having these three things going for him, it was revealed in verse 26 by him that the Holy Ghost, that he should not see death until he sees Jesus. Number one, when seeing Jesus is worth the wait. Number one, we must wait in faith. Because look, the Holy Ghost tells him, you will not see death until you see Jesus. So he had to take God at his word. And I wonder, how often do you just take God at his word? Do you need some kind of validation from some prophetess or somebody who can believe they can tell the future, some fortune teller? Or do you just will take God at his word? I'm going to tell you, I take God at his word when he says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They should run and not be weary. They should walk and not faint. I take God at his word that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I take God at his word that if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God had raised him from the dead, then shall I be saved. I just take God at his word. And when it comes to God's word, no investigation is required. You don't have to hire no private eye to see what's really going on, because what God tells you, believe me, it will come to pass. At God's word, doors can open. When God speaks, doors can close. God speak, man can raise up. God speak, man can lay down and die. I just take God at his word when he said, call on me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you. How many have ever just taken God at his word? He said, we're going to wait on God. We must wait in faith that God will do exactly what he said. People are dying. Yesterday, there were so many funerals that we couldn't even number. In and out of town, funerals was all over the place. God is speaking. And I wonder, is anybody listening? We've got to learn to take God at his word. Don't think that you're here to live forever. There is going to be a day you're going to have to stand before your maker and give an account of everything you've done in this life. You've got to take God at his word. He says that the Holy Ghost revealed to him that he should not see death. Watch this, because before he have seen the Lord Christ. Not only do I wait in faith, but then to help me to enjoy waiting on Jesus, I must wait in expectation. When I'm waiting, I'm expecting God to do something. In other words, watch this, it's going to bless you. While you are waiting, God is working. You miss your praise. While you're waiting and you've been waiting for so long, but don't think God is not working while you're waiting. While you're still patiently waiting, God is working on your case. Let me prove it to you right here in the text. God was working while Simeon was waiting. God starts this thing about 6.5 months ago. Watch this. He's working. Simeon is still waiting. While Simeon is waiting, God shows up in Elizabeth's life and allows her to get pregnant. Because God knows when he talks to Mary, Mary's going to have a hard time believing, so he allows Elizabeth to get pregnant first. He's doing all this while Simeon is waiting. Then God would have to confirm to Joseph, because Joseph would have an issue thinking that the child is really not of the Holy Spirit. So after God speaks to Elizabeth, Mary, and Joseph, God knows that Mary and Joseph are in Nazareth, but the child got to be born in Bethlehem. So God has got to work something. Remember, Simeon is still waiting. So God moves in the heart of Caesar Augustus to issue a taxation to cause Mary and Joseph to go to Bethlehem. But watch this. Simeon is waiting, but God delayed Mary and Joseph that everyone can beat them to the womb first, that the fulfillment of prophecy that Christ should be born in a manger. Simeon is still waiting. Then God would talk to a few shepherds who can go and declare God's glory. Simeon is still waiting. Watch this. Then have a Mosaic law to force Mary and Joseph to go to Jerusalem to present him in church, in the same church Simeon shows up at the same time. While Simeon was waiting, God was already working. Is there anybody that can testify? While I'm waiting, God is already working. And one day, God will show up with the blessing you desired on the day you need it most. Anybody can testify and say, just when I needed it most, he showed up. He showed up. While I'm working, God, waiting, God is already working on my case. So I have to wait in expectation that when God shows up, he's going to give me what I need. And can I take it a little further? Not only will he give me what I need, but if I waited and waited right, he's going to give me some of my wants. The Bible said he'll give you the desires of your heart. But if I wait and wait right, I've got to wait in faith. I've got to wait in expectation. But then thirdly, here we come. When we look at Simeon, watch where Simeon is. In verse 27, and he came by the Spirit into the temple. In other words, Simeon went to church. While he was waiting on a blessing, he went to church. Now watch this. What if this would have been a Sunday that he decided to stay home? He would have missed his blessing. And I've been telling you this for 6 years. When you catch hell on Sunday morning, get to church quick, because God's got a blessing. And the devil knows he's got a blessing waiting on you. Your stocking's going to get ruined. You're going to waste stuff on your shirt. You're going to wake up not feeling your best. The clouds are going to be a little dark. It's going to rain a little bit. And you're going to say, well, Lord, I'm going to stay home this Sunday. God said, well, stay on home. I'll give it to somebody else. And I'm sick and tired of people getting my blessings. So that's why I show up. I go even when I don't feel like going, because I know there's something waiting on me. So he was in church. Number one, you got to wait in faith. You got to wait in expectations. But then thirdly and finally, you got to learn to worship while you wait. While he was waiting, he was in church, he was worshiping. Now, a lot of us want to worship after we get it. A lot of us want to praise after God has blessed us. But I think God deserves our worship. Even if we don't have a dime in our pocket. The reason why some of us don't want to give him nothing, I've said it before, because we've got it mixed up. Praise and worship is not the same. Now, you praise God for what he's done for you. But if you feel that he hasn't done anything for you, you can still worship him because you worship him for who he is. Oh, y'all missed my point. Some way or another, God ought to get something out of you because of who he is or he blessed you. See, he blessed me. You want to know how he blessed me? He woke me up this morning. I don't need to drive a 2019 to say God bless me. I don't need to live in a two-story house to say God bless me. I don't have to have seven figures in the bank to say God bless me. I know my left from my right. I can see, I can hear. I got food waiting on me. I got clothes on my back. I'm blessed, better than blessed. That's why David said in Psalms 34 and 1, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually. Simeon said, while I'm waiting, I'm going to worship. While he was worshiping, it's right here in the text. While he was worshiping, the Lord Jesus showed up. Watch this. Watch what the text reveals to us. While he was worshiping, what he was waiting for came to pass. Sometimes God just want to see where you praise him without. Sometimes he want to see where you worship him without. And in the midst of your worshiping, the joy you want going to show up. The peace you want going to show up. The peace of mind you've been praying for going to show up. How many just praise God anyway? Have you ever had an anyway pray? I'm struggling, but I'm going to praise him anyway. I'm not having a good time, but I'm going to praise him anyway. The day has not been my day, but I'm going to praise him anyway. I've had some phone calls that upset me and some texts that upset me, but I'm going to praise him anyway. I'm not going to have a good Christmas. I can't afford gifts. Don't have food on the table, but I'm going to praise God. Come on, I wish I had somebody with an anyway pray. Don't have a dime in my pocket, but I'm going to praise him anyway. Simeon is in church. He's in church. And Mary and Joseph brings in Jesus. Watch the text. When he sees Jesus, when he sees who he's been waiting for, the Bible says he took him. Let me say it again. He took him. I know you're probably thinking, well, why would Mary and Joseph let a stranger take him, their baby? But they already knew Jesus just didn't belong to them. See, some folk think Jesus just belonged to you, that Jesus just died for you. But I come to bust your bubble wide open. He come to die for all of us. Simeon took the baby and he lifted him up. Oh, y'all just missed it. See, that's what you need to be doing in church, lifting up Jesus, not lifting up yourself and lifting up your self-righteous self, wanting everybody to see you. Come on, deacons, help me lift Jesus. Come on, choir members, help me lift Jesus. Come on, church, help me lift. Help me live. He took Jesus and he lifted Jesus up and he blessed him. You see, true praise, you volunteer to do it. Nobody had to pull Simeon to pray. He didn't have to be cheerleaded in the praise. When he saw Jesus, he lifted him up. Not only praise, true praise is you volunteer, but then secondly, it's visible. Because while he was in the church, everybody saw him lifting Jesus up. Watch this. When you lift Jesus up, their eyes is on Jesus and not on you. That's why a lot of folks don't want to lift them up, because you want people to keep their eyes on you. But when you truly lift up Jesus, the eyes is not going to be on you. It's going to be on who you are lifting. You want to know why I lift Jesus the way I lift Jesus? Because Jesus lifted me when nobody else would lift me. When I was in the pit on my way to hell, he grabbed me and lifted me up. Not only worship is volunteering and visible, but then thirdly, worship, true worship and praise is verbal. Because not only did he lift Jesus up, watch this. He took him up and blessed God. And look, verse 28, and said, that means he began to talk now. He said, Lord, I know what you told me. Now let me part in peace like you told me. I've been here long enough. I've seen the Lord Jesus. God, I'm ready to come home to you. And see, when you really praise God, you can't praise God truly in silent. Somebody got to hear you saying something. And see, everybody can't say the something that God wants you to say, because he said, let the redeemed of the Lord. Oh, I wish I had somebody in here. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. When he saw Jesus, whoo, he had a crazy prayer. He snatched him, he lifted him up that everybody could see, and then he gave him a verbal praise. So, my brothers and sisters, as I leave you, when he saw Jesus, what did he really see? He saw the Savior of the world. He saw Matthew's king. He saw Mark's suffering servant. He saw Luke's great physician. He saw Acts coming of the Holy Ghost. When he saw Jesus, he saw the King of Kings. He saw the King of Israel. He saw the King of Glory. And the King everlasting. When he saw Jesus, he saw help. He saw hope. He saw hell's dread and heaven's wonder. When he saw Jesus, he saw victory. When he saw Jesus, he saw heaven's messenger, the Messiah, man's mediator, and mankind's master. When he saw Jesus, he saw the light of the world. He saw the love of God. He saw the lily in the valley. He saw the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. He saw the Lord of glory. Is there anybody here know how it feels when you see Jesus? He saw man's shepherd. He saw the Son of God. He saw the cornerstone of the church. He saw man's shield. He saw God's servant. He saw the seed of a woman. He saw the sufferer of mankind. He saw the Savior of the world. Seeing Jesus makes it worth the wait. I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was a sinner, but now I'm a saint. I was on the outside, but now I'm on the inside. I was down, but now I'm up. I was an enemy, but now I'm a friend. I once lived in alienation, but now I live in rest.